2 days of services and final farewells for Senator John McCain are starting today. The Capitol building is where family, friends, and constituents are gathering to pay respects, a private ceremony with remarks by Governor Doug Ducey, former U.S. Senator John Kyle, and a benediction from Senator Jeff Flake is being held this morning at the Arizona State Capitol Museum Rotunda. KJZZ's Will Stone is at the Rotunda and joins us now. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So can you describe for us what is the scene like down there right now?
Well, right now I'm standing out here and there's already a line forming of people, members of the public who are waiting for later in the day when the public will be invited in to see Senator McCain as he lies in state at the state capitol. As you mentioned, we had the motorcade arrive just before 10 o'clock and a greeting by the governor and his wife to Cindy McCain.
Will, what has the mood been like there? I mean, have you had a chance to speak with some of the people who are waiting in line to pay their respects a little bit later today?
Yes, I've chatted with a number of people who are here early, you know, hours before they open it up around 2 o'clock today. And, you know, I spoke with a woman from who came all the way from Denver this morning just to pay her respects. She actually happened to work at an orphanage in Vietnam after Senator McCain was released. And I've spoken with other folks who said, you know, they didn't even always agree with him politically, but they always felt like he was looking out for what he thought was right and really what was in the best interest of America. So I would say it's celebratory in the sense that people are remembering a man who has meant so much to the state and the country.
Will, the public viewing starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Do you have can you sort of ballpark for us how many people are there already waiting some hours before they can get in?
Yeah, I would say there's a line of about 50, 60 people right now who are waiting in the shaded kind of corridor that has been set up, and they're bringing out ice and water. But I'm pretty certain that we're going to see hundreds of people here as we get closer to the time when the Capitol opens up to the public. And we've been told that they will keep the Capitol open as long as there are people here to come in and pay their respects. And that, you know, as long as that takes, because there's been such an outpouring for the late senator.
Yeah, the viewing is scheduled to go from 2 to 8. But as you say, if there are people still in line after 8 o'clock, sounds like they'll still have a chance to get in and pay their respects.
That's what we've been told by Rick Davis, a family spokesperson for the McCains, that they're committed to keeping the Capitol open and, you know, letting everyone really remember this man who has meant a lot to this, to the state and the country.
Well, you mentioned the number of people who have shown up to pay their respects during the public section. Does it seem like there are other elected officials, other political type people, maybe other folks who maybe weren't necessarily involved in the earlier ceremony, but are just there also to pay their respects?
I think we'll see more of those people. There were definitely a lot of people inside for the private ceremony that began at 10 and was also broadcast out here. And I had the sense that along with the governor, obviously, and former colleagues of Senator McCain, like Senator John Kyle, there are people I've seen, just folks, state legislators, who are milling around and who are in there. But I expect we'll see a lot more people once the Capitol opens up later this afternoon.
All right, that's KJZZ's Will Stone live at the Arizona Capitol, where Arizona Senator John McCain is lying in state today. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark.